The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are on Sunday, May 7th, an anticipated day, 2017, the French election. And we've got the, looks like the results are pretty much in. Yeah, read them off to you here. The Marine Le Pen coming in as expected in second place behind Monsieur Macron, who is now the president of France, and but a credible showing, creditable showing from Marine Le Pen. Let me look at the numbers here. And with me today to bring you all this news is George in Maryland. George, thank you for being here.
Good to be here, James.
And you are welcome to join the show yourself, folks. It's a three-hour show, a little bit more time to call in and to express your views on the political scene. This show is sponsored by the American Freedom Party, and you can get in by calling 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And in case you've never called in before, the phone will be picked up, your call will be picked up by one of the Republic Broadcasting Network engineers in their studio in Austin, Texas. And they will take very good care of you. It makes it fun to call into the show. You get a chance to talk to the engineer if you want. You can give the engineer a message, which he will relay to George and myself. Or you can just wait and go on the air. And then the next voice you'll hear will be me saying your name, and then you're on the air. So give it a try. It's fun. It's easy. Well, let's see. Let's go to the big story first. And that is the Marine Le Pen result. You find it here on my screen. Here it is. Macron elected. Paris pro-European centrist Emmanuel Macron resoundingly won France's. Now, you're going to hear adjectives here. This is reporting by our enemy press, so they'll say things like resoundingly. I would always rather read these stories in a Breitbart write-up. And Breitbart is, looks like, well, I don't know if there's someone else doing this, but they are a full feature news reporting organization. So they've got television, radio, print. They've got writers writing stories. They don't just reprint stories. Drudge does a great job, but he basically just links to stories. That's noteworthy. Very good. Praiseworthy. But Breitbart goes one better and has their editors write the story. So you get rid of the garbage. Matt Drudge is not able to do that. When he links to the Washington Post or the New York Times, he leaves it to you to filter out the garbage. Ouch. But what can you do? To do more than that requires a real organization with a staff, with a budget, with funding. And Breitbart appears to have put that together. But here we go. This is at Yahoo News. Resoundingly won France's landmark presidential election. First estimates show on Sunday heading off a fierce challenge from the far right in a pivotal vote for the future of the divided country and Europe. The victory caps an extraordinary rise for the 39-year-old former investment banker who will become the country's youngest ever leader. He has promised to heal a fractured and demoralized country. Ha, good luck, buddy. After a vicious campaign that has exposed deep economic and social divisions, as well as tensions around identity and immigration. Yes, tensions. We have tensions, folks. Initial estimates. Now let's get to the facts. Initial estimates showed Macron winning between 65.5% and 66.1% of ballots. Ahead of Le Pen, so let's just round that off to 60, let's just call it 65 for now. Ahead of Le Pen, who has between 33.9 and 34.5, so let's call that 34. So 66 or 65 to 34. It's about a 30% lead for Macron. Unknown 3 years ago, Emmanuel Macron is now poised to become one of Europe's most powerful leaders. No, folks, forget about that. Bringing with him a hugely ambitious agenda of political and economic reform for France and the European Union. Again, wrong, wrong, wrong. This guy is not a thinker. He's not profound. He's a cardboard man. He is not going to be one of Europe's most powerful leaders. And I like what the way Marine Le Pen characterized it. She said to the French electorate, you have a choice between two women who will be the leader of Europe after this election, either Merkel, Merkel or Le Pen. So they got Merkel. And let's see here. The result will resonate worldwide, and particularly in Brussels and Berlin, where leaders will breathe a sigh of relief that Le Pen's anti-EU, anti-globalization program has been defeated. Well, defeated is too strong a word. She lost the presidential election. Her program has not been defeated. Watch Marine Le Pen and the Front National and patriots in France dig in and bite in to Emmanuel Macron, who has made so many promises, none of which he can deliver on. So he's going to be presiding over an ongoing catastrophe in France. And let's watch for the Front National to pick up seats in the French Parliament and in the European Union Parliament representing France. And then let's watch for the next election in France. But Marine Le Pen will be leading a stiff opposition in France. And one thing that will be interesting to follow is her warm regard for Donald Trump and Donald Trump's warm regard for her. Be interesting to see how Donald Trump in power as president relates to Marine Le Pen in second place in France, and also what kind of a relationship he'll have with Emmanuel Macron. But the only reason Macron survived at all in this election is that he managed to fool the French people. He managed to make himself sound a little bit opposed to the establishment. Kind of a Ross Perot kind of a candidacy that he is kind of a stretch there, but a little bit of a similarity. He portrayed himself as an outsider. Of course, he's not an outsider, and as an alternative to any of the existing parties in France. Well, that was only somewhat true, and he didn't run on a party ticket. He called his group En Marche, which is sort of like forward, and that's the similarity of Ross Perot. He ran as just somebody else, other. Le Pen, 48 years old, had portrayed the ballot as a contest between Macron and the globalists, her word, in favor of open trade, immigration, and shared sovereignty, and her patriotic, again her word, vision of strong borders and national identities. Outgoing President François Hollande, who plucked Macron from obscurity to name him minister in 2014 said...
And let's underline obscurity.
Yeah, obscurity.
I want to hear one person in our listening group who has ever heard of this guy before 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Macron, the philosophy and literature lover, is inexperienced, has no political party, and must try to fashion a working parliamentary majority after legislative elections next month. So those legislative elections next month, it is in these that we will see the Front National, which is a party, make its move. His En Marche movement, quote, neither of the left nor right, has vowed to field candidates in all 577 constituencies, with half of them women and half of them newcomers to politics.
Neither of the left or right. There's another code word on the other side there, James.
Yeah. And really, he just represents, he represents intellectual mush, really, I think, among other things. And
A perfect candidate of the big banks, and every RBN listener knows who the bad guys really are.
Right. In the first round of the presidential election on April 23rd, which we reported here, Macron topped the vote with 24%, followed by Le Pen with 21.3% in a crowded field of 11 candidates. So Le Pen's vote went up from 21% to 34, from 21 to 34, so she added another half again more, a little bit more than that, to her vote. And all the other candidates, they all coalesced around Macron, the left and the right, against Le Pen. And that's just the sort of thing we saw here in America, where it was never Trump was the byword of those who wanted to defeat Trump. Didn't work here in America. So there you have that bit of news there. I'm going to now turn to my caller board and see if we have some callers. We do. So let me get to them before I make them wait a long time. Let's start with the very patient Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Good day, James. Can you hear me?
Yes, Tom. Hey, and I apologize for having you waiting on the phone numerous times. I apologize for that. I don't mean to make you grow old on the phone.
Hey, Tom. Good to hear you, man. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, well, good day to you and James, George. What's on my mind is, first off, we know what happened here in this with Macron and Le Pen. It was, by the way, she did get 11.4 million. They just reported that votes on this election. But what's going on here is we know the Rothschilds were behind this and Soros. And the Rothschilds are the richest people in the world, as everybody knows, in your listening audience. They're worth $1 trillion. And they were the ones that, this guy Macron looks like a Bilderberg. He looks like he's probably part of the family of the Bilderbergs. The Rothschilds. He's a Rothschild.
Well, hang on, Tom, please. Okay. Now, that if you could document, I'm perfectly open to the possibility the Rothschild family's worth $1 trillion, but that's not documented anywhere. And the it may well be that Forbes and their list of billionaires that they put out, is just doing a big cover up and not giving any coverage to the Rothschilds. But the richest man in the world is listed as Bill Gates, who is ethnically Tom. He's one of us. And the second richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. This is new. He's Jewish, I believe. Warren Buffett, who used to be number two, is not only a white man, he's my sixth cousin. So the...
James, can I say something on that?
Yeah, but Tom, here's what I'm just urging. Because, I kind of want to get off the Johnny One Note thing, that the Jews did everything. That we all know what happened is the way this narrative starts out. And it's the Jews did it all. And it was the Rothschilds and their 150... quadzillion dollars. And the answer is a little more complicated than that, Tom. A lot of white people voted for Hillary Clinton. A lot of white people in France, they voted for this clown Emmanuel Macron. And
it's, well, James, I agree with you, James.
Here's, let me give you, Tom. Hang on, Tom. Let me give you what the real liability of the oversimplistic analysis is. If I were to agree with your analysis, guess what? I have put the entire white race behind an eight ball from which they can never emerge because they can't fix that problem. If the Jews own everything, by the way, I'm going to have a Jewish story in a minute, which is not very favorable to the Jewish Jared Kushner. I'm going to have that story in a second, okay? So I'm not whitewashing this story. I just don't want the oversimplification that leaves us white folks as a bunch of thumb-sucking idiots who have no responsibility for our own fate. We're all just led around by the nose by the Rothschilds, and who constantly are stepping on us and having their way with us. Okay, if on the other hand, Tom, if the reality is this, that we white folks have been a party to our own suicidal behavior. So that I'll give you an example. Lutheran Social Services here in North Dakota. This is not a Jewish organization. Lutheran Social Services. Everybody in there is a Lutheran, okay? And they're all white. And they do crazy things like bring Africans to North Dakota by the thousands. Catholic Relief does the same thing. These are overwhelmingly white people. They're not Jewish in the Catholic Church, but they do crazy things. And so if we, you know, if in order to fix, you got to identify the problem correctly, Tom, and then you have a good chance, or you have a chance anyway, of fixing it. If you misidentify the problem, if you don't identify our own responsibility for our own demise, then you don't give us the way out, which is we can change our behavior. We have control over our behavior as white people. We don't have control over the behavior of Africans or Asians or Jews or any other people. So I don't want to be dependent on hoping that, you know, they'll get their foot off our neck. No, I want us to stand up as a people and assert ourselves and control our own destiny. What do you say to that, Tom?
Well, James, I agree 99% of the stuff you're saying. I totally agree with you on 99%. But there's 1% I got to tell you first off. As far as you're talking about the richest people, look at the Walton family. If you combine their wealth, the Waltons from Walmart, then you'll know that they have more money in Gates and Buffett and all that. No, each one of those Walton kids are worth like $30 billion, whatever the deal. But going back to what you're saying about the Jews.
Okay, before you leave the Waltons, before you leave the Waltons, I have a friend, a close friend, who was in Sam Walton's Boy Scout troop. Sam Walton, my friend, knew Sam Walton when he was alive. He was his assistant scoutmaster. He knows today and is friends with Jim Walton, his son, who was in a fellow scouter in that troop. Okay. And this friend of mine saying directly to me from Arkansas, where he lives, okay, he says the Waltons, by and large, he said, the Waltons, Sam especially, are or were good old boys.
Very conservative, James.
Hang on. And you were correct. I think the Waltons, the Walton fortune, Sam's fortune, I think has been divided up about five or six ways. Each of the Waltons has about $40 billion. So Sam Walton, if he still were alive, he'd be worth, and hadn't divided his fortune, he'd be worth $200 or more billion today. And he would be, by any measure, he'd be the richest man in the world. But now, go ahead, Tom, with your point.
Well, my point is this, James. I'm going to get back to what happened with the election. Remember, you're talking about going. We're considered going. And I'm telling you this, James. This is about whoever controls the media does control the mind. If you control the media...
Oh, my gosh. Tom. I hate to interrupt you, my friend. But it's like you didn't hear me. All right? We are the goyim. And whoever controls the media controls our minds. No, they don't control my mind, Tom. Now, hang on. We'll finish this up after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed?
We're back, folks. And we're talking with our good friend Tom in Florida. And Tom, let me come back to the point here. That does it make sense to you what I'm saying about that we in the white patriot movement, we don't want to sound like Johnny One Note? Am I making a point with you there at all?
Absolutely, James. You absolutely are making sense to me, and I agree with you. But
okay, now let me give you another example. Let me give you an example. Because for you, and some of the folks who, do tend to sound like Johnny One Note, it's this drumbeat of whatever it is, whatever happened, the Rothschilds or some other Jew, that's the reason. Okay. Now, the problem with that is it doesn't give us any solution. Aside from the fact that it's not true, it doesn't give us any solution because we're not in control of our own fate anymore. The Rothschilds are, because they control the media, right? And he who controls the media controls our minds. Well, I guess my mind is controlled by them then. It's every other white person, which means we're just thumb-sucking victims. But let me give you an example. Let me give you an example that proves my point, or demonstrates the point, Tom. Okay, Sweden. Would you agree that Sweden has the same immigration invasion problem right now that you and I have in America?
Probably worse. Absolutely worse, because they don't have the population. But yes, worse.
Okay. Now, Sweden's, let me look it up. Sweden's, I don't have their population right here. George, if you've got it, it's somewhere in the vicinity of 10 million people.
I think it was 12 million, James, something like that.
12 million? 12 million, I think, yes. 12 million, I think, is about right. But anyway, how many Jews do you think there are in Sweden?
I'd probably say maybe, say 25,000, but of those 25,000, it could do a lot of damage.
Okay, yes. Now, the actual number, you're pretty close. The actual number is 15,000, okay?
See there?
I'm here. The actual number is 15,000. Now, what is that ratio to the citizens of Sweden? It's one Jew for every 648 Swedes. Now, if you've ever known Swedes, up here in North Dakota, 7% of our bloodline is Swedish, 30% is Norwegian, and 50% is German. Lots of Swedes up here, not lots of Norskies. If you've ever met Swedes, these are pretty impressive people.
Very
hardworking, very tough, and very smart.
Yep.
So it's hard for me to imagine that 648 Swedes get marched around by the nose by one Jew in Sweden. Okay, who's not even native to Sweden, doesn't have roots, doesn't have family, doesn't have inherited lands and inherited positions. All those Swedes, there was a time in Sweden, Tom, when it was against the law to be a member of any church other than the Lutheran Church. And it was required by law that if you were going to vote in Sweden, you had to be a registered member of the Lutheran Church. And this was until quite recently. So it's hard for me to imagine. Well, let's put it this way. My point, Tom, is this. Those wonderful, beautiful, white cousins of ours in Sweden have gotten themselves into their own immigration invasion catastrophe. And they've gotten there with traits that Dr. Kevin MacDonald has very well documented in his studies of Jewish power. One of those traits we have, Tom, is that we're very altruistic. We somehow genetically were so concerned about other people, and we want to help other people. So we're suckers.
James, I'm totally in agreement with you on everything you're saying about immigration. Now, James, I'm going to bring some of your attention about Florida. In the state of Florida, you got 50,000 Haitians that Donald Trump's thinking about what he don't know what to do with them. My opinion, he sends them back to Haiti. Don't need to have, because those people eventually have more kids and they'll swing the vote for the Democrats. This is all about elections and votes, James. As far as you're talking about Sweden, yes, they're being invaded by these Muslims and all that who don't assimilate to their culture. I totally agree with you. I get what you're saying. We don't. Europe is France. Look at France. The reason probably Macron got, he got 99% of the minority groups in France to vote for him, not Le Pen. Absolutely, I agree with you about immigration. We have to totally stop this. Trump needs to build a wall. He doesn't need to let 50,000 Haitians stay here. He needs to deport them back. The same way.
Now we got some more music, Tom. We got some more music, and I'll tie a ribbon on this. And I hope I still have your agreement right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And change. And let me give you a Tom, just to tie a ribbon on this. And I hope this is, helpful for you. I want to give you some other examples of our sister nations, inhabited by our cousins, and where it's not, let's see, it doesn't solve the problem to blame the Rothschilds just right out of the gate. First thing, every time, bang, 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 the Rothschilds. Let me tell you how false that would sound in Norway. Norway has one, here's the total Jewish population of Norway, which by the way, produced 30% of North Dakota. 30% of our bloodline here, including part of mine, is Norwegian. So
me too, James. I got Norwegian to me.
Okay, well done. And how many Jews are in Norway? Now, by the way, Norway, folks, has a huge immigration problem. It's shocking. I have friends, family, who report, the widespread presence of Africans on the streets of Oslo. Okay, 1,300 Jews in Norway. I should know the population of Norway, probably more like about 4 or 5 million. But 1,300, and the ratio is this. This is the important thing. For every 3,000, there's one Jew for every 3,960 Norwegians. Again, tough, beautiful, smart people with a long history and a lot of pride, and it's all Lutheran. 1 to 3,960. Okay. So the Rothschild explanation doesn't work. My explanation, which is our altruism and our goofy desire to please everyone and help everyone, does explain the problem, and it does give us a way out. Now, along the way, yes, we have to fend off Jewish agitators who want to accelerate or encourage our demise. Yes, we have to protect ourselves from these people. And I'll give an example within Jared Kushner's family in just a moment.
James, can I say one more thing, James, real quick?
Yes.
Breaking news, the French Foreign Ministry just reported 62.1% of Macron. It was 37.9% for Le Pen. Actually, according to what I just saw in the news, she has moved up in the vote. She's gained more votes than they're actually saying. That's number one. Number two is, I'm going to let you go because I know you want to talk about Kirchner and all that, but I want to address this to George and to you. We all know, James, everything you're saying. I want to address, you guys have a great day, by the way, also. But I want to say this. You know what? With this immigration invasion in this country, the people woke up in this country and they spoke. That's why Donald Trump is our president. He's going to build a wall. You'll see that in October. But, James, we have to realize right now there's all these groups that they really do want to take down the white male power structure in the United States and in Europe. We know that. Everybody knows that. It has any common sense. But I guess leave this with this thought, James. When you watch Walter's World on Fox News, when he's going to these campuses, these millennials, they don't even know where they don't even know what the capital of Florida is. They don't know what the capital of Washington, D.C. is. I mean, it's unbelievable. They don't know what the district's called, a lot of these college kids. They don't even know how to write cursive, a lot of these kids, James.
Yes.
I had to teach my daughter cursive.
Bingo, Tom. White folks who don't know their own heritage, aren't proud of it, and what's the solution here? You and I and George and Paul help these people, help educate them as to what a wonderful history we have, what a wonderful people we are, and how worth preserving we are, and give them a plan so we can fight our way back to making America great again, and Norway and Sweden. And let me give you one more example. I don't want to lay it on thick here. Ireland, I'm kind of amazing myself. I didn't realize how true what I'm saying is. Guess how many Jews are in Ireland? This is amazing to me, because Ireland has a horrible invasion of Africans in Dublin. Are you kidding me? Africans in Dublin? Okay. There are 1,600 Jews in Ireland, total. 1,600. I think Ireland's about 4 million of us white folks. 1,600. And that ratio is 3,020 proud Irishmen, or should be prouder than they are, for every one Jew in Ireland. So,
Tom, address me, so I'm going to talk just a minute. I think it is great to pound on the table and insist on educating our ignorant people. Tom is on to something. I have millennial relatives who may as well be from Mars or Jupiter. They know absolutely nothing about anything. And yeah, I have to look beyond them to the next one. It is good to research the banking industry, the presence of the tribe in it, among other things. We talk very little about that other interesting group that's affected my life called Freemasons. We're probably better to leave that alone. Even though they're tiny numbers, if there's only 1,000 such people in Ireland, there's a history of them being able to dish out amazing amounts of punishment, far outreaching their numbers. But I want to finish with, we need our network. A couple weeks ago, a couple of the big wigs were going to defect from Fox and do their big network. Tick, tick, tick. We had 2,900 days of Donald Trump. Now we're down to 2,800. Pretty soon it's going to be 2,000. Then it's going to be 1,000. We have a limited amount of time because a component that is not part of Donald Trump is to go after us. They've been going after us for 55 years. Donald Trump's administration, I don't know, I can't wait to hear more people tell me I'm full of crap, but he's not coming after white males saying, if you say anything I don't like, I'm going to sick the NSA and put your miserable butt in jail. We need to make our move now. In my opinion, in a lot of ways, we're not doing it. I want my network. We need at least one or two more other super billionaires or millionaires to step out of the ranks like Donald Trump. How long do you think that the world's going to hold together there, billionaires, and be dominated by the Bill Gateses of the world? Donald Trump did his thing. He was an elite, and he stepped out. He's doing his thing. We need more than just one.
Yep. Well said, George.
Totally agree with you, George. Totally agree. Beautiful, beautiful. That's absolutely right. And I can't say no more. And one more thing I want to say, I want to address this to Paul. I think Paul's right. We need to bring those white South Africans over here. Donald Trump should bring these white South Africans to the United States because I think they're going to get slaughtered in South Africa. I say bring all 4 or 5 million of them over here, to Florida, Georgia, wherever, and or North Dakota. Bring those white South Africans, resettle them over here, or if you can. Bring them to California.
Well, okay, a very white, very generous thought from you, Tom, and thank you very much. On that question of South Africa, and Paul is not with us so far today. He's in Japan. A little bit tricky for him to make the connection from Japan, a nation, by the way, which we pointed out on this show, is very proudly, correctly, successfully nationalist. And Japan, I really like this point. When we were talking with Paul in Japan in just the last few days, I thought this was a sort of a new level of realization for me. I saw Japan 1,000 years from now. I think it was 500 years. And guess what, folks? I would be willing to bet that Japan 1,000 years from now will be speaking Japanese. The Japanese people 1,000 years hence will look just exactly like the Japanese people of today. And their traditions, they will simply have 1,000 more years of purely Japanese history. And that's the right way to run a country. Japan, perfect model in that regard. Other things we've done better than the Japanese, but the Japanese have outperformed us the last couple of generations of us in their nationalism and their ferocity in defending their kind, their family. We've somehow lost that consciousness that we're a family and that we need to defend ourselves. Now let me go to my... I promised this, so I don't want to make people wait too long. Let me go to my Jewish influence story, which is Jared Kushner here in this case. This is an interesting headline. I ran across this morning. Sister of Trump senior advisor solicits Chinese investment. This is at Breitbart. Very important, the source here. Dateline Shanghai. The sister of White House senior advisor Jared Kushner urged wealthy Chinese Sunday, I guess that's today, to buy stakes in real estate through a controversial program that offers U.S. residency in exchange for investment. Nicole Kushner-Meyer was in Beijing Saturday and in Shanghai Sunday seeking more than $150 million in investment in a luxury apartment complex project in New Jersey. That's what the Kushners do. They do real estate and they do New Jersey. Jared Kushner, 36, is both a senior advisor and the son-in-law of U.S. President Donald Trump, with far-reaching influence over domestic and foreign policy. He stepped down from the family company in January to serve in the administration. However, eyebrows have been raised as the Chinese investment sought by his family firm will be funneled through the U.S. EB-5 visa program. Remember that, folks, EB-5. We need to see that disappear during the Trump administration. This program offers foreigners permanent residency, commonly known as a green card, in exchange for investment of at least $500,000 in a U.S. business that must also create 10 American jobs. No, it's easy to fake that in, folks. Meyer, let me go back to her name. We need to remember her because we need Jared. I think we need Jared to resign his position. And I think the scandals that have come up here, I think, are sufficient.
Here, here. And yeah. We've heard that call before. Yeah, it's taken a little time, but I agree.
Yeah, his sister's name is Nicole Kushner, with, I guess, a married name of Meyer. Let me go here. Meyer told Nicole Kushner, let's call her Kushner, told a crowd of more than 100 potential investors at the Four Seasons Hotel in Shanghai that her grandfather had come to the U.S. as a poor refugee, laboring as a carpenter before building up a real estate empire. Now, if I'm remembering right, that Kushner came from Belarus with his wife, also from Belarus, I think in the late 40s, sometime around then. And then he had a son, Charles Kushner, who is Jared and Nicole's father. And Charles Kushner went to jail for financial crimes. But the one that was most interesting as an indication of character, he was sent to jail in a plea bargain with the federal prosecutor at the time, and later New Jersey governor. He was charged with witness tampering. And the witness tampering, most interesting, was that the man who informed on him, Charles Kushner, hired a prostitute to seduce him, film him, then give the film back to Charles Kushner, who then promptly gave it to his sister. Folks, that's witness tampering. And he only went to jail, I think, for 18 months. But that's the father of Jared Kushner. So Meyer told the crowd about her grandfather. But they, the Chinese, could fast-track the process that the Kushners went through by buying into the 1,476-unit complex in Jersey City, scheduled to break ground in early 2018. The investment drive hosted by blah, 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 skip a little of that. I won't skip any. Hosted by Chinese government-approved immigration agency QWOS, has sought to highlight the project connections to the, quote, famous, unquote, Klan, raising concern over potential conflicts of interest. Yes, of course. Everywhere in their promotion, they're mentioning Nicole is the sister of Jared, close to the president. On Sunday, Meyer was introduced in Chinese to investors as a representative of, quote, a famed celebrity investment family, unquote. QWOS representatives courting potential investors on site pointedly dropped the name of Trump's daughter, Ivanka, who is Jared Kushner's wife and a popular icon on the mainland. Attendees were reassured by an American lawyer that despite his tough talk on immigration, Trump himself was a key decision maker for EB5 policy and was unlikely to make any changes to it in the near future, making it a safe path to U.S. residency. So that now they're compromising Donald Trump, lying about him. And he says, but acting sooner was better than later, since investment thresholds were likely to rise come autumn, which you'll have to pay more, folks, and regulations tighten, he warned. The housing complex, known as One Journal Square, will include recreational facilities, child playrooms, and a pet hospital, according to the QWOS website. EB5 investment from China will account for around 15% of its total $976 million cost. Blah, blah, blah. They used examples of other buildings where this has been done, also developed by Kushner companies, and around a quarter of the funding of those obtained through EB5 investment. Most investors were Chinese. I'm skipping down here. There, at the event, Nicole Kushner told investors that the project, quote, means a lot to me and my entire family, unquote, and mentioned her brother's former role as chief executive of Kushner Companies, the New York Times reported. And let's see here. Nearly 90, this is a fact I didn't know, 90% of EB-5 visas in 2014 were issued to Chinese when the program reached its quota of 10,000 visas. So there you have it, folks. That to me, is corruption right there. That doesn't work. A total conflict of interest. Jared Kushner's sister working the Chinese circuit for big bucks, selling what? Her brother's influence. Not okay, not legal.
Peddling.
We got a break? Yeah, we got a break here. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just...
We're back, folks.
Stand up and say so.
And we just read a very interesting article at Breitbart on influence peddling by Nicole Kushner and the Kushner organization, the Kushner companies. This is not, you know, this is not, what did Jimmy Carter, he had a brother, Billy Carter, who was kind of like a loose cannon on the deck. This is not
Billy
a loose,
Beer.
Billy Beer, yeah. This is not a loose cannon on the family deck. This is the Kushner companies in a $1 billion promotion telling Chinese to get in while the getting's good with your $500,000 contribution or more, and invest in our company. And this is pure corruption, folks. This is bad news. And it's not even wink, wink. It would be corruption without any overt statement whatsoever. But they're actually in the literature saying, oh, Kushner, as in married to the president's daughter, as in you understand what that means. And in another part of this article, they talk about the fact that in China, the entire nature of Chinese society is that is this sort of corruption. That is the it's all who you know and who the people, the top people in the military, in business, in the government, they're all a big family, a big corrupt family, and they even have a name for second generation family members of the elite. And I'm trying to remember what it is. It's something like Faraday. If somebody knows some Chinese out there could correct me. It's something Faraday, ends in D-E-I, and it's an actual Chinese word for people like the Kushners, the Kushner kids, and second generation of powerful people. And one other detail I pick up from this. Thank goodness Breitbart is bringing us this, because NBC, CBS, NBC, CNN, you can pretty much bet they're not going to cover this story. So it's incumbent upon us. We have to get the story out there. So we're doing that job right now. Breitbart credits the story to AFP. I wish that meant that it was the American Freedom that gave them the story. But in looking at the disambiguation, as they call it, in their fancy lingo at Wikipedia, AFP stands for Agence France Presse, while we're on a French theme today, the French press agency, which I learned is the third largest press agency in the world with 2,260 employees, third behind Associated Press, which is number one, and Reuters, number two. And the man who founded Reuters, named Reuters, was at one point one of the original employees of Agence France Presse. So a thank you to Agence France Presse, which has a bureau in Hong Kong, for reporting this story. And by the way, on the disambiguation page for AFP, I do learn that it's Agence France Presse, but under politics, they do list the American Freedom Party. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.